Welcome to this bonus episode of the Adrienne Ross Show on the BMG Network, thebmgnetwork.com, or perhaps you're listening on a major podcast platform. I am recording this bonus episode because I have to get this out. And I have to tell you right away that I have no idea how this is going to come out because I am so livid. I am absolutely livid with what is going on. First of all, I have to tell you that I heard first thing this morning about our president, Joe Biden, who made comments to Anderson Cooper about mandating police officers to get the vaccination, and that he believes that if they don't, then they should be fired. I imagine you've heard his comments, but if not, take a listen right now.
As many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, right here in Baltimore, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders, be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes. By the way, I waited until July to talk about mandating because I tried everything else possible. The mandates are working. All the stuff about people leaving and people getting it, you have everyone from United Airlines to Spirit, all these airlines that we're not going to get. All 96, 97% of the people have gotten the vaccine. All the talk about all these folks who are going to leave the military if they're mandated. Not true. You got about a 90-some percent vaccination rate. I mean, so the idea is that, look, the two things that concern me, one are those who just try to make this a political issue, freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on, freedom. Number one. Number two, the second one is that, the gross misinformation that's out there.
And there you have it. The president of the United States making such comments. Before I even dive into that, let me go back to what I said. First thing this morning, I hear about his, I guess, endorsement of mandating vaccines, of course, and that police officers and first responders who don't get vaccinated should be fired. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on in this country and with this vaccine? You're going to have to excuse me if I seem a little angry right now, because I am. And this morning I thought, what in the world is going on? What is this evil agenda that a vaccine that has a virus that has a 98 or so percent survival rate. Okay. You feel that someone who decides that they don't want that for whatever reason, whether it's medical, whether it's religious, whether it's natural immunity, whether it's just that they have the faith to believe that that they'll be fine, whatever the reason is. How in the world does something that has a 98% survival rate caused the president of the United States to say that first responders and police officers should be fired because they have chosen to do what they will do with their own bodies? What in the world? This thing is evil. And whether you're vaccinated or not, if you don't see this for evil, then you need to wake your behind up. Because this thing, it doesn't make sense. There is something behind the scenes where you have to, not only do you need to be vaccinated, but I have to be vaccinated. And if not, I am in agreement with people losing their jobs, losing their livelihood, which is what is on the line for so many people. First responders, police officers, military, and your regular Joe Schmo. So many people are dealing with this. What sense does it make? I'm saying not that the virus isn't real. Everybody understands that it's real. But I'm saying that what we know demonstrates that it does not merit the level of overreach, the level of control, the level of hysteria even that is taking place. And something is going on. And it makes me so angry because it seems like our hands are tied. Our hands seem to be tied. And so let's now think about what the president just said when he was talking to Anderson Cooper and even how he said it. And then I want to talk about how this thing has hit home for me today. These mandates. The president of the United States, number one, said that people should lose their jobs if they don't do what he wanted them to do. Let's look at some of the things that he said. He said, I tried the free will thing. I tried the you decide for yourself thing. But now I've got to do what I've got to do. And we've got to mandate this thing. Why? Because the mandates are working. And he says that as if it's a good thing. It sounds like Bill de Blasio in New York City when he bragged the same thing. The mandates are working. What he means is that because he's coercing people and threatening them to lose their, threatening they will lose their jobs, then they're getting vaccinated. So it's working now that I've stepped in and I'm making this thing. I'm forcing people. It's working. Well, why are you proud that you are putting people, you are threatening people? People have kids. People have bills. People have to live. And you're applauding yourself that the mandates are working because they're so fearful of losing everything. Because they've got real needs and real responsibilities. And you are coercing them that if you don't do what I think you should do, then you know what? You're going to lose it all. It's working. And he thinks that that deserves a pat on the back rather than shame. It's evil. It's shameful. And it's an overreach of government. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's just downright stinking evil. It's wrong. And yet we haven't figured out a way, many of us, to rise up against it. There are some who've taken some stands that have yielded great results. But for the most part, there are many people. Yeah, it's working because I got to eat. I've got kids who have to eat. What am I supposed to do? Now, for me, you know, I haven't been issued some kind of ultimatum. But there are many who have. And my heart goes out to them. Which brings me to something else that I'm going to talk about in a moment, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. The other thing that he says, as I've heard some people point out even today, one of whom is Matt Walsh on the Matt Walsh Show on the Daily Wire podcast. And he pointed out how Biden laughed, sneered at the idea of freedom. This is where we've come. That the president of the United States, which represents freedom. When everyone thinks of America, they think of freedom. And yet the president, the leader of the free world, laughs and the audience applauds. First of all, when he mentioned them losing their jobs, who are these people in the audience? I could go there, but foolish. So that was number one. They applauded that. And then they laughed when he said, freedom, freedom, like freedom doesn't matter. Matt Walsh pointed this out so well, and it's so true. He snickered at the idea of freedom. That's why I'm saying this country is not what this country was even months ago. the idea of free. I mean, it's been happening for a while, but even in months. And I didn't vote for this man, nor would I have ever voted for this man. And I hope some of you who did vote for this man have your eyes open now. This is absolutely ridiculous. You're laughing and snickering at the idea of freedom. Yeah, we are free, and we should be free to choose what we allow to be jabbed into our bodies, especially when there is research that demonstrates that there are adverse effects and people have died, and it's not necessarily safe for everybody. And therefore, I should have a right, and no one should make me have to do something when there is even a tiny risk that he could, something could go wrong. How do you make me do something when you know that there are things that go wrong and have gone wrong and are going wrong? And then the president actually says, freedom, free to kill me with your COVID. I'm like, are you serious? And then they're laughing. I thought you were vaccinated. I don't get this. If your vaccination works, then how do you say you're free to kill me with your COVID? Why would I get vaccinated if you have no confidence in your own vaccination? So you're laughing, but the joke's on you. You're just putting it on the rest of the people. It's wrong. And who are these numbskulls in the audience who think that this is a good idea to fire cops? And the first ones you want to call to bail your behind out of trouble. But yeah, fire them. Fire the first responders. Fire the people who've given so much and sacrificed so much and are willing to put their lives on the line and have, and now they're being threatened. Wow. This is sick. And I'm angry. So now let me talk to you about how this has hit home. So today, I get a message from a close family member who found out she's being mandated to get a vaccine. This is someone who feels strongly, has deeply held beliefs against this vaccine, and should have every right not to get the vaccination. But now the job is on the line. And I say, stand your ground. Don't move. Don't budge. And you know what? I don't have two kids to feed. I don't have that. And so it's I recognize that what's real for people, what they're dealing with. And so now she's trying to figure out, well, what can I do? There are some medical considerations. And you can't even get doctors to help because some of them are so stinking brainwashed and they're not listening to others. They're not listening to reason. They're not listening to even science. Some of them. So now I've got to fight this thing. I got to figure out how to fight this thing, or I've got to give in. I've got to sacrifice my morals, or do I stand and risk? How am I going to feed my family? This is what people are dealing with. Or I don't trust this vaccine. There are no long-term studies about it, whatever the reason. But this was a message from a close family member who's dealing with this, and it's wrong. And there's an agenda behind it. Anything you've got to force down people's throat like this, there's something going on. There's some evil. I don't trust these people. I don't trust these people. And I don't believe that anybody has the right to cause and to force somebody to do something like this. And I'm saying, where are the people, even if you're vaccinated, where are the people who are willing to stand with the other people who have these deeply held beliefs? This is one thing that irks me with politics and with this president and many of these politicians. Somehow they've forgotten that they work for us, that we send them forth to represent us. It's not supposed to be the other way around. He's not supposed to be able to say, well, you know, we tried that at first, but you know what? I'm pretty much tired of that, you know, that freedom thing. I'm pretty much tired of them having the ability to choose for themselves what works best for them and what they're going to put in their body. We gave that a try here in America, but, you know, we gave that a try with this little vaccine, but, you know, we found that you wouldn't do what we wanted you to do. So now I'm going to step in and do what I think you should do. But you work for me. And yet we've allowed this thing to happen. And it's sick and it's evil. And I pray that this, the darkness behind this thing will be exposed for what it is. I've said a million times and I'll say again, anyone who chooses to get the vaccine, that is fine. That's your decision. But if you don't see that I should have a decision also, that just might be, I don't want to do this thing. I'm not comfortable with this thing. I have a religious reason, or I have a medical reason, or I just don't want it, or, you know, whatever. There's a risk. There's a huge risk, and they're hiding some stuff, and whistleblowers are coming out about all this stuff. And yet you want me to be your guinea pig because you've got some kind of agenda, whether it is some evil, which I believe there is. And then for some people, it's just a spirit of control. And for others, it's a spirit of fear. And for others, it's just a spirit of foolishness, like the people in the audience who are laughing at freedom and are laughing and agreeing, I should say, that first responders and police officers should be fired. Yeah, let's agree to people not having any money, not having not for the economy to be jacked up. Let's agree. This is what we have in this administration, and this is what we have with people, with these people who are controlling things out of evil. This thing is sick. And I pray in Jesus' name that this thing gets exposed and destroyed. Yeah, I'm angry because this is evil and it's wrong. And who does he think he is? And listen, I'm a person who believes in respecting the office of the president. But I'm telling you, if we don't stand up and speak, if something doesn't get done, This thing is just off the hook. And I wake up sometimes and I go, what? Not only what country am I in, but what planet? What planet are we on now? Like I said, I'm usually kind of calm. I'm a passionate person, but you know, so that passion comes across. But I don't know if I've ever quite sounded this angry before, but this thing has me riled up. Has me riled up. So I decided to do this bonus episode to try to get it out. I don't know if it helped me feel any better or not. Sometimes when you open your mouth and voice it, it helps you feel better. I don't know if that's the case or not. But hey, I needed to just bring this to you. And I hope this makes sense to you. Because if it doesn't, we're in worse shape than I thought. That there aren't, you know, particularly the people I know who listen. Yeah, I don't know everyone who listens, but I know some of the people personally who listen. If this doesn't make sense to you, I'm just, woo. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to this bonus episode of the Adrian Ross Show on the BMG Network and major podcast platforms. And please check out other podcasts at the BMG Network, thebmgnetwork.com. And of course, please, please don't miss one episode of the Adrian Ross Show. And of course, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen that allows a review, and also subscribe. Thank you very much. By the way, be sure to tune in on Tuesday for the regularly scheduled podcast episode. I have a guest. If you missed my last podcast, please check it out. And also, it provides some information about my special guest that will be on this Tuesday. God bless you abundantly. The Adrian Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly. You don't want to miss even one episode.